We're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, Bridgestone Arena. Tonight's the Predators and Anaheim Ducks, 7 o'clock. Puck drops, 6 o'clock pregame. Everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Our guest is gone. He was on the line.
He was there.
He's gone.
Now he's gone. I mean, he's fast. So, I mean, he's a speedy guy.
Tomorrow, our show will reside in Cool Springs. Chase will not be a part of that. He will be on his way or in Kansas City, depending on the weather. But we will be there tomorrow from 10 until 2 o'clock doing our show at Cool Springs Wine and Spirits. That's located at 1935 Mallory Lane, as I said, in Cool Springs. Stop by and register for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Predators home game. Once again, that's tomorrow. Our show will be in Cool Springs at Cool Springs Wine and Spirits. That is right next door. If you're familiar with the Cool Springs area, it's on the back end of the mall next to Academy Sports there in Franklin. Like I said, if you're familiar with that area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We always enjoyed our conversations with our next guest. He is now on the line with us, what he played for the Titans. He knows a little thing about the Titans and the Chiefs. Former Titans running back Dexter McCluster is on the line with us. Dexter, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. What is new and exciting in your world, man? When we used to talk to you, I thought for sure you are absolutely going to go down the path of what we do for a living. You are going to be in communication somehow, some way. What are you doing?
Most definitely. My last year in the league was 2016 with the San Diego Chargers. So after that, I played the CFL, then I went over to the NAL last year. But now I recently just the cleats up about 3-4 months ago, and I'm focusing on being certified to be a trainer right now, but definitely broadcasting in the near future.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Most
for sure. you know a little bit about this matchup. You know both organizations quite most well, and here they sit in the AFC Championship game. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I've been getting phone calls left and right about, you know, who are you going for? Who do you want to win? You know, it's going to be exciting. You know, the whole city of Nashville, man, everybody's excited about it. It's a different type of atmosphere right now. So, again, you know, it's a win-win for me because I played for the Chiefs. I played for the Titans, you know, so I have a close bond with both of them. So it's going to be pretty fun, and I'm excited to see it.
We've got a funny story, by the way, that you're not even aware of. We've learned when we were trying to track you down that you've changed phone numbers.
Yes.
And the number
and
the number that we have, Chase, you want to tell Dexter the response you got from this young lady?
Dexter, I'm going to be honest with you.
I haven't seen Chase laugh this hard in a while.
In the 8 years that I've done this, I have never gotten a response this good. But I texted who I thought was you.
Right.
And I get the response that says, "Hi, Chase, I would love to join you and talk about how many texts, calls, and FaceTimes I get for Dexter. I'm the white girl in Tupelo, Mississippi named Rebecca.
Wow.
I have them all saved and call it the Dex Diaries."
That is true. And you know what? Another funny thing about that, I'm glad you said that, was somebody actually DM'd me on my Instagram. It might have been her. DM'd me and it was like, "Hey, you don't know how much fun it is to beat Dexter McCluster. I have the old phone number and everybody's calling." I was like, "Wow, that's funny. That's pretty funny."
Well, now you know who's got your old your old number. She's in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi. Tupelo is pretty close, though.
You were a running back, obviously a different type of running back. But when you see Derrick Henry doing what he's doing, what do you think?
Oh man, Derrick, he's a man amongst men in the league right now. He's filling himself right now. He's a guy that's bringing it every single time. So you have to bring your lunchbox every time you want to try to get in front of that load. But the way he's playing now in the offensive line and the way it's juggling, it sets up the play action so much. Where, man, they have the full package. The receivers are doing their thing, doing their job. So right now, man, it's an electric feeling just watching them and just see from, you know, the progression from where we were when I played to now, man. It's unbelievable. Shout out to Mike Vrabel.
Well, when you're somebody who can appreciate that position and you understand what it means when you have an effective running game and how things have changed for the Titans really since Derrick Henry has gotten going. I mean, he's putting up numbers the NFL's never seen before in consecutive weeks or in the playoffs.
Right, and the good thing about that, you know, we're close friends. You know, we're both from Florida. We had a half a year together, you know, learning from each other, just, you know, being the teammate, being the team camaraderie, building that up. But where where he is now, I think he knows within himself what he's capable of, and he knows that every single week I'm going to do the same thing I did last week, because it's a lot of defenders that's pretty much they won't say it, but I'm going to say it for them. They're intimidated by D. Henry, and he definitely senses that. He's going full speed, man. So the things he's doing right now as far as the numbers he's putting up, the league has never seen it, like you said. So, I mean, it's just fun to watch the success that he's having right now, man. The city needs it for him.
Dexter McCluster is here with us. Now, when your rookie year with the Chiefs, was Vrabel still playing?
Yes. I was going to get to that. I'm glad you did. So Mike Vrabel was there. He was actually the defensive standing in when I was there. You know, so I was kind of in shock when I first got in the league. Here I am, just turning 21 years old now, playing with Mike Vrabel. You know, and it's kind of funny to see now that a guy that I played with, it was a short time, a year, but a guy I played with is now the head coach of a team that I played with, Tennessee Titans. Now I live here, now I get a chance to watch the growth from a player to a coach. And his success, man, it's fun to watch. It makes you feel a little closer to the game, a little closer to him because you actually played with him.
I'm always curious of just what the relationship is like between a player and a coach that
right.
played the game at such a high level like he did. He won three Super Bowls
right.
as a player, and we see this team kind of take on his personality and – you know, you can tell that there's still a lot of that player left in him, even though now he's a head coach.
It's a lot of player left, at least in his mind right now. So I think that's what the players kind of feed off of, because here's a guy that's been in organizations, you know, that has prospered, you know, being down there in Patriot Nation, you know. So he's been around the right way to do it. You know, again, going back to KC, he saw the right way to do it. Just being around a guy like that still, you know, feels like he can still suit up. He can go out there and he can fire the guys up and get the guys to still believe that, you know what, man, this game is fun. This game is, you know, the best game in the world, you know. So he has a great way of showing the guys how to have fun and how to just believe in everything that he's saying and it correlates on the field.
What have been your thoughts on a fellow Ole Miss guy, rookie A.J. Brown, coming in for the Titans, had a tremendous year?
My guy. Yeah, I was excited when AJ came in. You know, and he was doing great things at Ole Miss, and obviously, you know, the Ole Miss Tide, it runs deep. You know, everywhere you go, and it's my Ole Miss fans here in Tennessee. You know, but I don't know if anybody expected him to, you know, go off so fast and be the player that he is so fast. But you know, he's one of the guys that if you have it, you have it, and nobody can say it. You say that you don't. You know, so he's a guy that he's very confident right now, and he knows what he can bring to the team.
How important, because you're a running back, but you played some receiver too. I mean, you were very unique in that. And how important is it to have that yards after catch ability like AJ has?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, so anybody can catch the ball, get tackled, you know, move the chains, but it takes a special type of person to get that ball and make something extra happen after that yet, which is what we call it. You know, get that yet, yards after catch after. So it takes a special type of person, and all that takes is just will, you know, the will to not be stopped. If you have that in your mentality, the will to not be stopped, you know, the yaks are going to come and good things are going to happen.
So you know both sides of this, being the road team and the home team at Arrowhead.
Right.
What are some of these young guys that have never experienced that before, especially now in the AFC Championship? What are they expecting when they go into Arrowhead on Sunday?
Yeah, Arrowhead is one of the loudest, one of the most funnest places I've ever played in during my whole career. You know, I've played in a lot of different stadiums, but just the energy, you know, the Kansas City fans, they're pretty much unwavered. You know, they're going to come, they're going to be loud, and they truly, with the core of their hearts, they love the team. So they're going to do whatever they have to do, whether it's being loud, whether it's trash talk or whatever. So it's going to be a great atmosphere, especially how they're playing, you know. And, you know, hate to say, my heart is in Kansas City. I love them to death. You know, I wish them well all the time, but with the Titans, you know, I have a special bond as well because I do live here now. I played with a lot of the guys, you know, so honestly, it's a win-win for me.
So you're still living here in Nashville?
Yes, I've been here about 6 years now.
That's awesome.
When I came here, a lot of people were telling me, hey, a lot of guys come here, retire, and just stay. And I said, no way. I'm a Florida boy. I'm going to Florida. Here I am 6 years later.
I can't let you get out of here without asking your thoughts on Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss.
Yes, Lane Kiffin. That's a funny story. I think it's a great hire. He's definitely a recruiter. He knows what he's doing. He's played. He's coached in the SEC. He's proven himself. But I know the last time I saw Lane Kiffin, I'm sorry, Kiffin, you're part of the home team now, but last time we met, he was the head coach of the Vols. And that was my senior year at Ole Miss. And I ended up with like 282 rushing, 300 on purpose, four touchdowns. And so pretty much the game of my career. So I'm pretty sure he saw that and wanted to join the good team, the home team. So I'm definitely rooting for him. I'm excited about it.
I'll tell you what. If the Titans can knock down one more door and beat the Chiefs on Sunday, and they're on their way to Miami in the Super Bowl, how about we, since you're living here now, how about we get you in studio with us, and we'll talk about the Titans versus whoever in the Super Bowl.
Yes, let's definitely do that, but it'll have to be after my push-ups, because I have my body right for Miami, so I have to definitely get my push-ups right before I can come into the studio. We can definitely work it out.
I'll tell you what, we'll get you and Chris Sanders in studio. You guys can do a push-off marathon, push-up marathon.
I like it. I'm with it. Let me know. I'll be there.
Thanks for doing this, Dexter. Good to talk to you, as always.
Thank you, guys. Most definitely.
All right, that is former Ole Miss running back, former Titans and Chiefs running back, Dexter McCluster. He was originally drafted in the second round by the Chiefs, and I didn't realize he was still living here in town.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a prime example of guys that come here to play. They don't want to leave, so that's really, really neat.
All right, we'll come back, and we will put a bow on hour number two here of Darren, Donick, and Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.